Well, if not a week passes by, do I don't hear of some company that's been hacked into your data compromised? Home Depot, Target, and on. A couple of years ago, it was TJX, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, DSW, on and on. And the little guys have got to watch it, too. Isn't that right? Eric Shore, he's the president of Secure Future Tech Solutions. Eric, you say think like a hacker. Is that it?
Yeah, that's really the key, Gene, to protecting yourself, because if you know what a hacker is looking for, then you could take steps to help protect yourself.
Well, what is the threat to, let's say, a small or medium-sized business?
Well, first of all, Gene, hackers look for low-hanging fruit. That is an easy target where they can go and attack. Now, there's a common misconception out there that, well, we're a small business or I'm a home user. I don't have anything that hackers are interested in. And that's not true. Hackers never directly attack their intended target. They always go through somewhere else. So if you have a small business, they look to get into your system first, so that they can go and attack other places.
Maybe like a doctor's office or a medical group, because they've got lot of information in there.
It could be anywhere. It could be really anywhere. So we have to be, you know, careful. And so if we start thinking about what a hacker looks for, he looks for easy passwords to guess. So make sure you don't reuse your password. That's really big. He also looks for older computers. If anyone out there is still using a Windows XP machine, that's a big risk right there. It's not being updated by Microsoft anymore. So there's all sorts of ways that a hacker can get into an XP machine as well. So that's really, really big as well.
What about emails?
Gene, the third and final thing, and this is how a lot of threats get in somewhere, is through email. So I want everyone out there to be suspicious. So if you get an email from PayPal, or you get an email from someone offering you $1 million, or if you get an email from your bank saying we need to verify your account information, delete it. Those are all what's called phishing attacks.
Right.
And they go out there looking for to get, you know, people to click on their links, and then you give them access to your systems.
All right. That's this week's tech tip. Eric Shore, he's with Secure Future Tech Solutions. SecureFutureTech.com. Eric, thanks.
Thanks, Gene.